Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I want to thank a lot of you for helping me get to the top of the iTunes search functionality for the terms job search and resume writing. If you go to iTunes and search on those terms, you're going to find my podcast. That's really cool for me, especially because this is a relatively new podcast. I also want to thank some of the folks who've been commenting and sending me messages and telling me what they are thinking about what I've been doing. So thanks so much for your kind words. I look forward to providing job search education and training and so on. So please keep listening. And you can check me out at 5strengths.com/iTunes or 5strengths.com/Stitcher, as well as a number of other places. Anyway, moving on to today's topic. Today, I want to talk about why you should not write your executive resume at all. Full stop. I know this sounds like unconventional advice, especially coming from an executive resume writer. So I want you to stop writing your executive resume as the first step to your job search. What you need instead is a strategic career plan. Your resume is a tool. Your plan is a strategy. So if you want to shorten your job search, don't start with your resume. You will save time in the long run by being strategic early on. In fact, if you don't follow this advice, you are likely to stretch your job search from a few months, potentially to years. So you need to avoid falling prey to the most unfortunate myth about executive job search, which is starting with your resume is a good idea. It is not a good idea. Your executive job search doesn't start with your executive resume. So stop writing right now. If you're writing your own executive resume, you need to put down your pencil, turn off your computer, stop capturing your voice into your smartphone. This probably goes against everything you have ever been taught about executive job search, but it's true. If the first thing you are doing in your executive job search is writing your resume, then you are bound to lengthen your job search, if not fail. Yes, I said fail altogether. The top 5 pitfalls of starting a job search by writing your own resume are really, really clear. I'm going to list them. Number 1, you have not identified the industry within which you want to work. Number 2, you have not selected a job level, whether it is individual contributor, manager, director, VP, COO, or COO, or anything else in between. You don't know how to temper your entrepreneurial roots into a thriving organization so that you are a clear fit. You don't know what jobs to apply for. That's number 4. You don't know what jobs to apply for, but you think you'll find them on job boards. And number 5, you believe you can pull out, capture, and write exactly what a future hiring executive needs to know about you all by yourself. So those are the 5 top pitfalls about starting a job search by writing your own resume. So what you need to do is turn your executive job search into a success story using these 5 steps. I know you want to get started right now, and I know you've decided that now is the time for you to get a new job. But as I have said, clearly starting with your resume is a bad plan. So here's a quick plan you can follow. And you should note that all 5 of these precede, come before you're writing your own resume. So start with number 1, pick an industry. You will not fit into every industry, but you'll fit squarely into 1 or 2. So find the ones you want to land in. Number 2, select the right job level for you, knowing that in some cases, the authority of a given title will vary by company, industry, and company size. So what's a VP in one company may be COO in another, depending on the size and breadth of an organization. Number 3, if you have recently been an entrepreneur, start to think about your role as an executive leader rather than a startup type. So keep the hunger, lose the lone cowboy approach. Number 4, select a category of jobs, then use LinkedIn, your existing network, and strategic networking techniques to meet the right decision makers, or at least those who can effectively introduce you to the people making the decisions. And number 5, shameless pitch. Hire an executive resume writer. If you're an executive leader, add a key member to your strategic team. Doing so indicates you're willing to include another type of expert whose knowledge does not mirror yours. So these steps might go against what you believe is conventional wisdom. However, if you have completed these steps, you will see immediately how your executive job search will go faster, all because you chose to stop writing and start strategizing. So if you want to learn more about executive resume writing, I invite you to give me a call right now, 801-810-5627. I always answer my phone. I look forward to meeting you, to learning about what drives your career, what drives your current executive job search. And if you want to listen to more of these podcasts, again, please visit iTunes, please visit Stitcher, Overcast, and all sorts of other places where this podcast is now hosted. And I look forward to returning to topics that will interest you about your executive job search in the future. Thank you so much for listening.